step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Good day. 809 1310 WIBA and Everyday Outdoor Living brought to you by The Bruce Company online, brucecompany.com. All one word, brucecompany.com. Facebook and social media, The Bruce Company. The best thing to do, though, stop on in, say hello. They'd love to see you right at 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. That is the Middleton Garden Center of The Bruce Company. And joining us in studio this morning, Lisa Briggs.
Good morning.
I learned something new about you.
What?
You know all about Damascus Steel.
It's just because I read romance novels. It's not that exciting.
I said, what is that? And Lisa told me, and I said, Lisa, I know you're very worldly. I had no idea, though, you were a steel expert. And
no, it's not. It's just on my downtime.
Well, you know, you're living up to the Bruce It Up model, you know.
So it's just sort of unexpected knowledge that you have from, I don't know, from romance novels.
I'm thankful,
in this case.
Thankful for it. Lisa is here to answer your question, gardening related, or if you got a question about steel, Lisa's here for you. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Stainless steel we could talk about with Weber and the Genesis grills.
We could, because there's a map holiday. But we're just calling it a summer holiday. So Weber is knocked some money off of their Spirit model, so you can save $70 to $100 on a new Spirit. And my son cooked on his for the first time yesterday.
Did he love it?
It looked
like everything turned out great. Yeah, you guys
delicious.
You have Spirit. You have the Genesis line, which are just
I have a Genesis.
You have a Genesis.
It's like 22 years old.
Oh my gosh, and they are amazing.
They last forever.
Those are very, very cool stuff. They've got those at the Bruce Company for you as well. As mentioned, phone lines are open 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Get you on there with Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company. Before we get talking topics, one of the things we like to start the conversation each week off is about the weather.
And how crabby it's going to make me. I should just stay in my office this week and not speak to other humans.
It's hard. It's hard not to get cranky in this kind of weather, Lisa.
It's the heat and humidity. I know there are people who love this. Our store manager loves this weather, so more power to him.
Plants like it too, don't they?
Well, yes and no. I mean, we started to see fungal stuff. Mm. Samples are coming in. So this is, you know, the kind of weather that fungus really likes, especially things like powdery mildew and some leaf spot funguses. So if your plants are showing signs of that, or if you've had problems in the past, you want to come in and talk to us so we can help you start, you know, help you figure out how to treat it if it's already gotten a foothold, or how to maybe do a little preventative maintenance if you haven't seen it quite yet.
Something too, and I know we forget sometimes in the winter months about bird baths and keeping water. These hot days too, those poor birdies, make sure you got plenty of water.
Keep your bird baths clean. Make sure that you fill them on a regular basis. Keep your feeders clean. You know, maybe every couple fills, you want to wash them out.
Give them a good rinsing. You mentioned keeping the waters clean as well. I know, like with our chickens, if I don't, especially on warm days, I fill it a couple of times a day, fill them up with new water, but it'll get us kind of a slime in there. You're like, gotta get a little dish soap and clean it up real good and nice stuff. So keep them healthy and keep them happy. And birds are out, man. Are there a lot? I've just noticed just birds everywhere, bird feeders. And so really, really good stuff. You got some really fun stuff going on at the Bruce Company. We'll talk about some of the sales. We'll talk about the food event that just took place this past weekend and upcoming ones as well.
So much fun.
And new trivia. Oh, there's too much to get to. But, of course, your call is most important. Love to hear from this morning. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We'll head on up to the only Wanakee in the world. And Jim joins us this morning. Jim, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company.
Good morning, Sergeant.
Hey, Jim. Hey, man.
Anyhow, yeah, I got a maple tree in the front yard here, and it's got these weird little green nodules.
Ah, you have what's called a gall. That one is called nipple gall, that particular one. Their galls are super cool. So there's an insect that lays eggs in the buds of your plant, and then as the leaves develop, it's sort of like an oyster with a grain of sand situation. So in that structure is a little developing insect that is protected from insecticides by the structure that the leaf has created because it's annoyed by it. So it's not easily treated. You can treat your entire tree in the fall or in early spring before it starts to leaf out with a hort oil that will suppress the development of the eggs.
Okay.
But it's right now it's just cosmetic.
Okay.
So it's not going to hurt the tree. Do a good cleanup, you know, get your leaves out of there and, you know, get them to the compost center. But it is not going to hurt your tree. It just looks really weird. And that
It looks like, look, a little like each nodule looks like a weird insect.
I know. And there are some that are like bright pink and spiky. There are some that just sort of spread like across. They look like a ton of little eggs massed on a leaf. There's
That's
it's a really
like.
Weird
little massed eggs. Yeah,
so don't worry about it,
Jim.
Okay.
Great call. Great to hear from you, my friend. You take care. And that's it's interesting. I could tell by the tone of your voice when Jim called in that it wasn't something that was doing damage to the tree, because you seemed very fascinated by it.
Well, you know, insects and fungus too are fascinating things if you are like weird. Like
we call it unique,
but
Lisa.
But gall is a really fun thing. And there are all sorts of them. They have different shapes and different colors, but they're mostly not going to hurt a tree long term.
Is that, I saw somebody share on our community page down in Edgerton a picture of it looked like little black seeds on the outside of could that be a similar thing? Somebody there, I don't have my phone with me, I'd show you the picture, but you know.
Send it to me later.
Yeah, I'll send it to you later. But I wonder what that was. I thought and somebody said wood ticks, and then somebody else said,
If they were on the stems,
yes.
Then those are aphids.
Oh, okay.
And aphids come in a number of colors too, but they will congregate on the new growth of stems of a number of things. And so for aphids, you can just blast them off with a stream of water. That's easy and non-invasive. Mm-hmm. Or you can use things like insecticidal soap or other insecticides to take care of them.
Get rid of them. Good, gone.
Yeah, they suck all the juices and out of those new tips, so they're kind of annoying.
Yeah.
You don't want them hanging around.
Your plants need those juices, not the aphids. 6-8-3-2-1-13-10. That's 3-2-1-13-10. Get you on the air with Lisa Briggs from The Bruce Company. And Lisa joins us. Lisa, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Lisa Briggs from The Bruce Company.
Thank you. So I have a question. I have a bird feeder. Actually, I have two of them. And I fill them up. And like last night, I filled them up for the birds. And then the squirrels got into them.
Sure.
And is there any... I talked to the lady who takes phone calls. And she said
as a squirrel-proof bird feeder.
No, there's not.
Well, there are a couple things that you can do to help. If you have an existing feeder, you can get what is called a baffle. And so it's a large, usually plastic or metal kind of downward sloping disc that you put over the feeder. You can connect it. And so what it does is it prevents the squirrels from coming down and then feeding, and then sort of hanging at the top of your feeder and feeding that way.
Okay.
If you have them up a little higher so they can't jump up from the ground or jump, but they still can get from branches. There are feeders, though, that have like cages around them. They're made by Droll Yankee. They're made by the Audubon Society has a selection of them. Also, the Yankee flippers are super effective. those are all the platforms or the pegs that the birds would sit on when they would feed have a spring. And so if there's too much weight, like the weight of a chipmunk, then it will slide down or it will close the feeder, like a cage will come down. So there are some good options for squirrel-resistant feeders, let's just say.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for the call, Lisa. Great question this morning. What about the one that launches the squirrels?
That's the Yankee
Flipper. Okay, that's what I thought.
So there's the Flipper. I don't know. They all Flipper, Dipper, Sip. But the Flipper is the one that sort of spins them around and launches them into your yard.
So entertaining.
And there are videos on of squirrels hanging on for like 30 seconds. No squirrels were harmed in the filming of that video. But there's some that then they just sort of, you know, drop off like a slide.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I watched a thing on PBS, one of the nature specials. They have one on squirrels, and this is a couple of years ago, and they're fascinating creatures, but you mentioned like them spinning like that and them flying off, and people go, oh my gosh, like, squirrels are amazingly athletic. Like, they put cats to shame, like their athletic prowess.
Yeah, I think that it's difficult to...
To do any damage to
squirrels.
They're built to leap, just amazing. Yes. Like the distances that they can and the heights that they can jump from. Anyway, let's get to the phone. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Dennis joins us. Dennis, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company.
Thanks, Lisa. Thanks, Sean. I hate to disagree with you, but yes, there is a squirrel-proof bird feeder. I've had it for 2 years. I used to have all kinds of problems with squirrels until I got this thing, and I don't remember the exact name of it because I've had it for 2 years. We got it at a place. I can tell you where we got it, and this thing works. And we have squirrels that try to jump onto the feeder, and it closes off.
Right.
All
so it's one of the one of the weighted ones. It has a spring weight on it. Yeah, those are super effective.
Yeah, great.
Very effective.
And Dennis, thank you for the call. And that was one of those you were mentioning, the different devices I think you had mentioned with Lisa that like the, for even as light as a chipmunk, and it just as they put the weight on it slides.
It just slides down
like
or the pegs that the birds would sit on mm-hmm. will just kind of collapse. So, yeah, those are super effective.
Maybe I just have really smart squirrels.
You've
got to
get in and see Lisa. Lisa will set you up with one that'll...
Genuinely, I have never come up with a squirrel-proof bird feeder.
That will... we'll get some.
Why I like the word resistance.
Yes.
It's the same thing with, you know, do you have plants that rabbits don't eat? Well... Yeah. We have plants that rabbits won't eat as their first choice, but all being said and done, rabbits will probably eat anything.
Very, makes perfect. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Going to continue our conversation with Lisa. Some great events over the weekend at the Bruce Company. New opportunity for trivia as well. We'll talk about that. And of course, take your question and call 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We'll get you on the air with Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company. We'll do that next as Everyday Outdoor Living continues right here on 1310 WIBA. AM 825, 1310 WIBA and Everyday Outdoor Living, hanging out with Lisa Briggs. This, of course, at Everyday Outdoor Living, brought to you by the Bruce Company.
Hey, Jim was from Wanakee, right?
Yeah.
So Wanakee is the next city for the Great Pollinator Giveaway.
Oh, is it?
Not this Friday, but next Friday.
Next Friday. Do you know where you're going to be in Wanakee?
That is a state secret and will be disclosed on our Facebook page on that Thursday. So I think that would be the 30th of June, because I think Friday is the 1st July.
I like Wanakee a lot. And what I like about Wanakee is it seems to be an area that has its own identity. Like, it seems to be, like, don't take this wrong, Monona, because I love you. But, like, Madison and Monona are kind of, you know, it's a similar thing. You get to Wanakee, it's kind of like its own little feel, its own little vibe up there.
Sure.
It's a neat little community.
I do think that. A better slogan for the town, though, would be, I want to be in Wanakee. I've been saying this for years. Yeah. I get that it's the only Wanakee in the world, but...
Want to be in Wanakee. That sounds like a Bruce It Up kind of statement, right? Lisa, of course, coming to us from the Bruce Company online, brucecompany.com. They're right at 2830 Parmenter Street, the Middleton Gardens of the Bruce Company, 2830 Parmenter Street. So, pollinator event coming up 2 weeks in Wanakee. Under 2 weeks, not this weekend, the following weekend.
Correct.
Real quick, let's look back at last event.
So, we were in Sun Prairie at Mocha Coffee House.
And did you get any coffee?
I did get a delicious iced coffee with maple syrup in it, which is my favorite way to sweeten my iced coffee. So it was delicious. And we gave away some salvia, and we had a really good time with the folks out there. So, yeah.
And we won't know either. Not only will we not know the exact location, we won't know the pollinator until we get closer to the Wanakee.
Correct. Yes. There are some salvia left over, so there will be some salvia.
Very, very neat. Speaking of, too, by the way, stuff going on at the Bruce Company, mentioned, of course, the pollinator thing that you guys are doing. Wildly successful over the weekend, the food event.
Yeah, let's eat at the Bruce Company. That was super fun. And we'll be doing some more of those. I don't know when, but we did have Simply Soho, Just Veggies, Nothing But Cake, and These Days was the juice thing, which I am now totally in love with.
Are you a juice person now?
It was amazing. I'm giving up Coca-Cola. It's helping me. It's delicious, though. So we love them all. We had a great turnout, a great time. We had some games for the kids, and we had a raffle, which I'm going to draw winners when I get back to the store.
I'm looking at Just Veggies, looking at some of the pictures. What are these items here? Because they look delicious, and I want to dip them in whatever's next.
I don't know. The Just Veggies people were vegan food, and people were raving about it. So I said, oh, look, they have cheese curds, but they were vegan cheese curds, and they were delicious. So if you're looking for, watch for them at other events, not just at our Let's Eat events, but other places, because the food was really good.
And you're going to do more of these.
Yes, we are.
Judging by the success, you have to do more now.
Yeah.
Oh, that is very, very cool. Speaking of other great things going on at the Bruce Company, fruit trees and arborvitae as well.
Yeah, so we're starting some summer flash sales, and so they'll start on Mondays. And right now we have arborvitae and fruit trees, 25% off.
We've got to get Robin in because she needs more arborvitae between her and her neighbor.
Oh, then this is a perfect time to get them.
Yes. Arborvitae are always great. Fruit trees, you mentioned apple, pear.
Apple, we have a few pears, some sour cherry.
Oh, yeah.
Plums. I think we're out of peaches, though.
Okay. Do peaches grow in Wisconsin? Can you get a
Yeah,
good
they,
peach
they
in
do.
Okay.
The problem with the peaches and cherries are they just flower so early, and then we often will get those late frosts, and so it sort of knocks off the potential of the flower to start, you know, to be pollinated and to form fruit. But I think, you know, you get a solid 3 years out of five.
Perfect. And the flowers are just beautiful on it.
When they are
in bloom, they are just beautiful, beautiful trees. Really great stuff. Again, fruit tree sale as well as arborvitae going on at Bruce Company. Mentioned as well the event with Weber. And, of course, you can learn more about all of these great things online, brucecompany.com. Social media and Facebook, The Bruce Company. Speaking of social media and Facebook, you have a new trivia question coming out today as well.
That will come out this afternoon. I know. It's hard to keep track of.
Exactly.
I have to make myself a list.
If only there was like a online social media platform. We could call it like Facebook or something and put all these things up. So check them out. Make sure you're following The Bruce Company online. The best thing to do, of course, The Bruce Company. The best thing to do, though, stop on and say hello. They'd love to see you right at 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. That's where you will find the Middleton Garden Center of The Bruce Company. Lisa, it's always great hanging out. You enjoy the day.
Yep. And I'll see you on Monday.
The guys from Troll Bites. John comes your way next year, 1310 WIBA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.